Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Randy Molland, who's the co-founder of The Reinvestors, a real estate investment and educational company. Randy, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me on, Mike. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to learning from you because I find and feel that I really do learn from all of my guests. It's really neat to see their businesses and backgrounds and what they bring to the market. So get us started with your entrepreneurial journey and what's led you to this point in your career.
Yeah, my story it comes from one of pain. And so I was a journeyman electrician growing up and was mentored by a guy who really believed in me. I started out fairly young and he took me under his wing and we continued to grow our journey through the electrical space. And unfortunately, when I was 25 years old, he was 42, and he got hit with a telephone pole on a job site accident. He didn't survive. And I was sitting there looking, going, that's my life. That's my next 20 years is working every single day at this, you know, quote unquote, miserable job, and only to get hit by a telephone pole. And that's it. It's over. So I Googled how to make as much money as you can and never work again. naturally, I found real estate as a platform to do that in. And so I did what every person does, and I signed up for some of those guru courses. And I went for the free course, the three-day course, and then I spent all in. I was very fortunate. I was 25. I had a home. I had a career, and I was basically set up. I had nothing to lose. So my entrepreneurial journey started by just going all in because I had nothing to lose. I didn't have a family at the time. I didn't have any need to do anything. So I just spent my life savings on learning how to buy real estate and was very fortunate to get some mentors along the way that taught me that, you know, spending $20,000 or $30,000 to get into something to, let's say, flip a house, you can go make $50,000 flipping one house. So if I spend $30,000 to learn how to do it once, it becomes an infinite ROI for the rest of my life. So that was kind of a mind shift for me. Obviously, we read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which I think every entrepreneur does in the beginning of their career. Yeah. And that's what took me on the journey of getting into real estate, buying some cash producing assets, and starting to get on that journey down to entrepreneurism.
Yeah, you know, and I love how you position your company as an education company, because at the end of the day, nobody wants to, you know, get pitched and go to the weekend seminar and get pushed and bullied into buying this and they're confused. How about let's just be an educator and an advocate for people that really want to achieve what you did and learn and then make an educated decision from there. So talk a little bit about your approach to educating people on real estate.
Yeah, so we actually started a monthly meetup, and we found that to be the best way possible. You know, we saw a lot of these programs that charge $15,000, $20,000 to learn how to go do it. What we really noticed was my friend that passed away was 42 when he passed away. He wasn't financially educated. He didn't have the right savings. He didn't have the right insurance plan. He didn't have the right stuff set up. And then I looked at my parents, same thing. I grew up very low-income, middle-class family, and at the time, I was looking at my family going, wow, you're still living paycheck to paycheck. The only thing you have is equity in your home. How are you going to set yourself up for retirement? And I realized at that point, it wasn't around selling people into programs to teach them how to buy real estate. It was just financially educating them on how they can actually start living a more fulfilled life and starting to understand what finances meant. And so we started running monthly meetups where we just taught people. We bring in different service providers every single month, mortgage brokers, accountants, lawyers, financial advisors, you name it. We brought them in and they would just teach and train to our community. Eventually turn that into an online Facebook group. And we still to this day run a lot of free trainings for everyone. And it's all about just educating them on how to get financially educated, not trying to sell them into a massive program, which I have no problem with. It's just not the model we want. We're trying to expose and allow people to get more into real estate with our investments and our opportunities by educating them on the advantages of using the different programs that are out there, using equity in their homes, and repositioning some of the stuff in their lives so that they can actually start building a financial freedom and retirement lifestyle.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, I think a lot of people do get confused and then they get latched on to, you know, this program they buy and then the next one looks shiny and flashy, and this is even better than the one I'm in. And they jump to the next strategy, like, well, fix and flip is good. Well, oh, now how about buy and hold? And how about, so it's like, just pick one and just do it, you know, because the problem with that shiny object syndrome is they all sound great because they've got wonderful marketing copywriters putting out copy going, you know, have you ever struggled with, and you need to have this solution, and it sounds good. But then people will turn their nose up and go, well, it didn't work for me in the 4 minutes that you spent doing it, right? I mean, give it some time. So I love how your approach is, let's just learn, let's just educate, and even better with these meetups, whether it's in-person, virtual, that really helps people realize there's other humans just like me with the same type of questions. There's no dumb question. And then, ooh, this person solved it by this. And so talk a little bit about that mastermind aspect, because I literally, at the time of this recording, hung up minutes ago with one of my clients, and we were talking about the difference between group coaching and a mastermind. And there's a vast difference between the two.
Yeah, 100%. So our meetup, essentially, the thing we heard the most was that people would show up every single month. And we went from about 20 people to about 110 at our peak. And we're just in a small town in Canada. And so, you know, we don't have, it's not like we're down in the States where you have millions of people and everyone comes together. Like, the town we're in has, you know, 350,000 people in total. And so, so when we're running a meetup and putting 100 plus people in a room, it was pretty big. We were one of the biggest meetups in town. And the thing we heard consistently week in or month in, month out, was that, wow, I just come here because it gets me away from everybody in my life that doesn't believe I can do it. Everybody here supports me. Everyone here wants to see me succeed. I feel like I can be myself. I can ask questions. And that's something that so many people forget about, is that, you know, the majority of this world doesn't think that way. So when you start thinking, how can I start a side hustle? How can I start investing? How can I start leveraging my home's equity? How can I start buying real estate to create some wealth? Not everyone in your circle is going to support that. So when people were coming to our meetups, it was, and we did roundtables, and we did stuff. People were leaving there just fired up, like they were a part of this little hidden community or hidden cult that they didn't tell any of their friends about, because it was their sacred space that they could continue to connect and mastermind and work together in. And we've seen some incredible success stories come from just showing up and literally nothing more than having the confidence leaving that meetup to go home and take some action, because they see other people doing the exact same thing, and it's not a foreign concept to them. And we've gone as far as now, we run our own real estate mastermind as well for high level real estate investors, people that are doing bigger deals in the multi-million dollar space, basically financially free and working full time on their portfolios. And it's the exact same thing. So the people that were doing it to get their first property, their first investment, we do the same thing for people that are buying 100 unit buildings. And all we do is put them into a group of like-minded people and surround them with the energy and the atmosphere that allows them to feel like they can grow inside of it. And it's crazy that we're not coaching them. All we're doing is giving them a like-minded atmosphere with like-minded people, and it has almost the same effect and the ability for them to continue to grow and expand, because they're in such an environment where it's the, is it Roger Bannister or whatever, where the 4 minute mile,
the
first 4 minute mile. And then all of a sudden everybody else goes and does it after. When you're in a group of people and you see someone else go buy a 100 unit apartment building, and you're like, wow, if that person can do it, I can do it. Same person.
Well, and if you took that mastermind and you took, you know, six of the sessions and you recorded them all and transcribed it and put that into a, you know, six module package and said, look at everything that all these success stories came out of these last six sessions. Here it is in this package, videos and workbooks and PDFs, buy it and execute. You almost hear crickets. Because there is such a difference between what's written on a PDF or in a video or an audio, and people just don't get it. But when you get in that room, maybe it's a live Zoom or maybe it's the actual room where you're shaking hands, I think that people discount what you just said. The energy and the acceptance and the motivation and the like-mindedness, that's worth its weight in gold right there, in addition to the good content.
100%. Couldn't agree more. And it's the same for me. That's how I got started. I just spent $20,000 to get in a room with highly motivated, successful people. And the other thing is, you know, we took our meetup that was free and we charged $10 at the door, but we donated that $10. But what that did was that created accountability for people to show up.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the people that were just tire kickers left. the people that paid $10 to be in the room, that was in their mind admission to come in and be with other people that paid $10 to be in that room. It's the same for our masterminds, where people pay $15,000 to be in the room. They're in rooms of people that have paid $15,000 to be in that room. Well, when you start
Have you ever heard it said, when people pay, they pay attention?
100%.
Because you could run a free mastermind and look at all these golden nuggets and people, I'm going to skip this one. Or I'm not going to get much out of it. When they pay attention. If it's 10 bucks, that's great. So let's merge into what you just said there. I don't want to miss out on you donated. And I know you're big into giving back, and I want to talk about your podcast. And I love in your bio where you say you want to help people go from or inspire people to be 6- and 7-figure givers. Because you always see these programs on Facebook. Oh, we can help you scale and be a 6- or 7-figure business. But you want to help people scale to be a 6- and 7-figure giver. So what's all that about?
Yeah, it started as we built our real estate business, I just felt really unfulfilled. We were having a lot of success, again, at a year early age. A lot of the things that I touched, like my electrical career, like my real estate career, I had some success at. And as I started to have the success, I just kind of felt unfulfilled. And I listened to a podcast, ironically, and it was by a guy named Chris Harder, For the Love of Money, and he interviewed a guy named Cole Hatter. And he talked about how he felt most fulfilled when he was down serving in Mexico, helping people, and realized that, hey, if I could donate half of my paycheck in Mexico and make a massive impact, I could come back to the States and just build this massive business and just donate so much more, and I could literally change an entire village. And he said that inspired him to go build a way bigger business, be way more profitable, to have way more impact. And that was what we needed. I heard that and I instantly changed our business model. I flew down and went to Cole Hatter's event, got in his mastermind, and just started learning how adding a giving component to my company will inspire me to go bigger with it. And when we came back, that's when we looked at our meetup and we're like, it's free, it's okay. If we charged for it, people would want, you know, we add that value of having to pay to be in the room. That's huge. But we didn't want to collect, like, collecting, you know, a few hundred dollars a month. It's not something that excited us from our meetup. So we said, why don't we make that our donation? And all of a sudden we went from having, let's say, 25 people, 30 people in the room on a monthly basis. And we just said, hey, we need to put 100 people in that room, because that means we can donate $1,000 a month to Kids Sport Victoria. And that's the charity we supported. And it's $300 to put a kid through sport. So it became, wow, if we can do $1,000, we can put 3 kids through organized sport every single month. And then you start thinking of that impact. You're like, wow, we're actually going to go help 3 kids a month. Let's say that's, you know, 12 months. That's 36 kids a year that we're going to help, because we run a meetup and we just took our free meetup page. Man, our business boomed as soon as we launched that. Because now all of a sudden, the people that were not telling their friends about what they're doing, were like, hey, come donate $10 at the door and learn a little something. And all of a sudden, the snowball effect came, and more people wanted to come because we made a donation and we had a charity attached to what we were doing. So people weren't coming to pay to necessarily, like, you know, some people like, oh, it's just a scam. They're trying to sell you on something. It was like, no, like, just make a donation and come learn. And it just exploded what our meetup was.
So from the marketing world that I'm in, so I'm a marketing strategist, and I'll tell you, when I hear you say that, there's a couple main components in marketing that just folds right into that. I know you know this, but I want to make this observation for anyone listening. You know, the Simon Sinek book, Begin With Why. Well, what you discovered was, you know, you went from nose to the grindstone, plugging away at your business, making your money, paying your bills, to now this elevated sense of, here's my why. I want to give and serve and provide funds to all of these causes, right? And that then sparks a new spark in you. Secondly, now there's a big movement, even bigger than ever, in this story, creating the brand story and the narrative. And it's not once upon a time story. It is, come join us in our crusade to fill in the blank, right? Because we do it through real estate, or we do it through masterminds. But no, the more important thing is, look at this that we're doing. And that's a long-standing thing, CSR, corporate social responsibility. And there's a thing called cause marketing. And there's actually an institute, Cause Marketing Institute. You can go to causemarketing.com and you can read many things about that. But one thing that pops in my mind is the halo effect. And when you're doing this, you're gathering your people around you. They're identifying and resonating with your story. It's elevating your why, and that puts a halo around your business to go, wow, we love that. We trust them. It increases the know, like, and trust factor because of what you're doing, and it just benefits everyone. Now, you're not doing it to be fake to get business through the door. You're doing it to be genuine, but look at all the byproducts.
100%. And that's a big distinction there. We're not just doing, it wasn't a marketing play. It was a, wow, what an impact can we make play. And we didn't even understand really what marketing was. We were just like, man, the more people we can put in the room, the more kids we can put through sport. Simple as that. We started running charity events and doing a lot more. And then now we've attached that to all of our different products. So now in real estate, we donate $10 a door per month for every rented door we have. So an simple example is we have a fiveplex. We donate $50 a month from that fiveplex to charity. That's $600 a year. Takes nothing out of our pocket. We make a few thousand dollars a month in cash flow on that property. So are we willing to do that? Yeah. Well, now I'm more attached to buying more units, because the more units I buy, the more I get a help and serve. And so that's what we've attached it now into, and into our development space and everything we do that has a giving component. And what that's doing is we raise capital as part of our projects. Now people are wanting to invest with us because, like, wow, if I invest with, you know, let's compare apples to apples. If I offer the same return and the same timelines on my property as another property, but I, on my personal side, am giving back, not taking away from my investors' money, but me personally, I'm giving back. The investors are coming to us because they know that when they invest in our projects, we do good. We're changing the world. We're having some sort of giving component attached to it. And that is how we're actually going to start taking over market share. Because not because we're just giving away stuff. Like, no, we're genuinely passionate and saying, guys, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it inside of our real estate business. If you invest with us, this is the impact we're making. And we invite you, when you get paid out your share, to decide what you want to do. You can give from your side as well. But this is what we are doing. And that's allowing us to separate ourselves in the market. And when there's a bunch of noise and you're competing project to project for investors' capital, our goal is to make it so that no other investment company or real estate development company out there will be able to succeed without having a giving component attached to it, because we'll just go steal all of their investors, offer a better product, and make good in this world.
I love it. So let's wrap up with talking a little bit about your podcast. Tell us about Go Big to Give Big.
Yeah, so along the way when we started doing this, we were mentoring underneath Cole Hatter, and he had talked a lot about how to make money matter. And when we asked him, like, cool, how do we bring this up to where we are? This is what we're doing for our meetup. This is how much we're, you know, we're blowing this thing up as well. He said, guys, create your own mission and I'll just support you with it. So when we were sitting there one day, Steve and I were talking, like, man, we just got to go bigger with everything, because then we can actually give bigger. Born was Go Big to Give Big. And that's been our tagline for about 4 years now. And then just recently, we just launched a podcast that's called Go Big to Give Big. And we're inspiring 6-figure earners to become 7-figure givers. So we're talking to a lot of high-end entrepreneurs, athletes, and other professionals about how they thought bigger, and going bigger with their businesses and their journey has allowed them to give more along the way. So we talk about their growth and we talk about their giving and combining the two of them. And just the other day, we interviewed Tim Story, and he shared about how he believes that businesses that don't give back are going to fall away very quickly, based on the new generations that are coming up. And so we're getting some incredible people sharing some incredible stories about how giving inside of your business can actually make your business grow and make a massive impact in this world.
Awesome. Well, I love what you're doing, man. It's just amazing. And I love your passion and enthusiasm, and just keep doing what you're doing. So what's the best way people can learn more about your real estate investment, your masterminds, and your podcast?
Yeah, I would start by just checking out GoBigToGiveBig.com. That's our podcast. Very easy to listen to people there. And then if you want to check out about our real estate stuff, it's just TheReInvestors.ca. We're a Canadian company, so we got that .ca domain, but TheReInvestors.ca. And on social media everywhere, just TheReInvestors and GoBigToGiveBig is very easy to find us.
Awesome. Well, Randy, thanks so much for coming on. It was a real pleasure talking with you today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.